is a Fox News alert. More than a dozen boxes removed. I'm Lee Silasera. That's what federal agents reportedly removed from President Trump's Florida residence during a raid.
Sources familiar tell Fox News this FBI raid of former President Trump's Palm Beach home is related to the taking of potential classified information from the White House upon leaving office January 20th of last year. The National Archives says there were 15 boxes that contained what it believed to be presidential records, noting they must be preserved. A source familiar tells Fox FBI agents went to Mar-a-Lago looking in every single office in the president's safe and grabbed documents and boxes without reviewing them there on property. Fox has learned former President Trump was actually at Trump Tower in New York City when he learned the raid was taking place in Florida.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington. Trump's son Eric expressed outrage over the search.
The purpose of the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession.
On Fox's Hannity, the Republican National Committee issued a statement reading in part, Democrats continually weaponize the bureaucracy against Republicans and call the raid outrageous. Sentencing today for the three men charged with federal hate crimes for the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was out for a run in February 2020. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael each got life in prison without the possibility of parole. Neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who recorded the killing on his cell phone, was sentenced to 35 years. Greg McMichael apologized in court.
I think now that he realized that he made some horrible decisions back in February, unfortunately, his apology doesn't bring back my son, but I do accept the apology.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, the three have already been sentenced on state charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is sending the largest delivery of military aid yet to Ukraine, totaling about $1 billion.
The latest tranche of aid to Ukraine includes rockets, ammunition, and other arms, a shipment of artillery, timed with Russian advances in southern Ukrainian port cities. In all, the U.S. has provided about $9 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February. Congress approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine in May, designed to allow the Pentagon to send a steady supply of weapons to Ukraine for several months. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Miami-Dade federal judge has ruled that money from the sale of Florida beachfront property where a condo tower collapsed will be used to pay the property taxes of the destroyed units, and that the money should not be deducted from the money earmarked to compensate owners of the units. 98 people were killed when the building collapsed last June. A Minnesota school district is at odds with the teachers union and LGBTQ allies over a proposed policy that opponents say would undermine equity and inclusion.
Three Becker County, Minnesota school board members have proposed a ban on what they describe as political indoctrination or the teaching of inherently divisive concepts within the district. Opponents say the move is an attempt to stifle free speech, suppress LGBTQ students, and prohibit the accurate teaching of history and other subjects. A school board committee is scheduled to meet next month after the proposal is reviewed by attorneys. Opponents have said they'd likely challenge the policy in court if it is approved. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, the action film Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, earned $30.1 million its opening weekend. DC League of Super Pets in second with $11.2 million. Jordan Peele's Nope rounding out the top three with $8.5 million. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.